It involves a football. They may be holding a football, but other than that, the players in this game look completely different. In the lingerie football league, women sport bikini tops, booty shorts, and garters. And the league has one Canadian team in Toronto, but are now they're looking to expand into five Canadian cities, and two of them might be in Quebec. The CBC's Molly Thomas has been looking into this controversial game from the sidelines. And she joins us in studio this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Susan.
With your Riders jersey on.
With my
nice
Riders.
Touch.
I'm still a Saskatchewan girl at heart.
Bottom line, is this league for real?
It's very real, very popular. It's actually been around for 3 years in the States. There's over 350 women playing. Canada got its first team this year in Toronto, called the Toronto Triumph, and they had a successful start up until a few weeks ago.
And they made headlines. What happened exactly?
There was about 20 players. They up and quit the team. Many were outspoken over the lack of safe equipment and inadequate coaching. Now, I spoke with the league founder, Mitchell Mortaza. He stands by his coaching staff and by his equipment, which he says includes elbow and knee pads, custom-made mouth guards, and these.
You've got custom shoulder pads. We do not want to put any plastic on those shoulder pads that you see a lot of men wear, because that could obviously lead to abrasions, serious abrasions. The other one is a hockey helmet. Now, why did we use a hockey helmet versus a football helmet? A football helmet is considerably more heavier. So at that speed, and you're talking about collisions, that could cause serious damage, not to mention the metal face mask. The only protective gear they don't have that men do that play tackle football is literally a shirt.
That kind of says it all.
Yep.
So what happened to the Toronto players?
The league says it's already replaced the missing players and that it's not slowing down its Canadian expansion plan. So Calgary, Edmonton, Vancouver on the list, as well as two teams right here in La Belle Province.
We just found that Quebec City and Montreal were two of the more progressive markets in Canada, so that certainly was in the forefront of our mindset in placing two franchises in those two markets.
Okay, so when does lingerie football come to this progressive province of ours?
Canadian League begins next fall. Tryouts coming up here in Quebec City February 26th.
It's the description he just gave us of the equipment is quite interesting. It's a little bit even hard to imagine. Can you talk about the uniform? What exactly are they wearing?
Well, it's definitely not traditional, that's for sure. You have professional hair and makeup artists that are there before every game getting these girls prepped and beautiful. They wear their equipment, what he had described, basically on top of a bra and underwear, which Mortaza says, shouldn't really be a big deal in sports today.
Sex appeal, look, it's been used for ages in selling sports on both genders. I mean, on the male side, you see people like David Beckham in their underwear in Times Square in New York City. And on the women's side, you get Maria Sharapova of tennis or Gabrielle Reese of volleyball. These are women that are beautiful but also athletic and use that beauty to sell themselves further as athletes.
That's interesting, the point that he made, because I was thinking, well, yeah, but David Beckham isn't running around on the field. But
exactly.
The beach volleyball point is a good one.
Yeah,
because
he said
there's
it was
a lot of
similar.
Talk about those very tiny bikinis that those women wear.
Exactly. He said it was just, just a different team.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing. So he also says, these uniforms simply fill a market demand that people want to see this. So he's given people what they want.
Yeah, look, it's not the popular thing to say, but if you look at, we're not the first women's tackle football league. It's been around for years. But you'd be hard-pressed to name one team or one league. So unfortunately, in the culture we live in, it's very tough to sell women's sports. We're at least being honest about it, that, hey, that is a part of what this franchise is. That's the more the business end of it, where we have to initially drive media attention and fanfare. But look, if the football wasn't compelling, if the football wasn't played at a high level, this wouldn't have much of a shelf life.
So the point being that these women are athletes, because the immediate connection I was making in my head was with cheerleading, with hair and makeup and cleavage. But the point here is he's saying there's a level of football that's
exactly.
going to attract spectators.
When you look at the women and they are athletic, you can't deny that for sure.
Okay, so does the general public, though, see people, these women, as athletes?
Well, I took a photo of the women out into the streets and asked people of all ages what first came to mind. Here's what some of you had to say.
Is that a joke?
You see the picture? You know a little bit about the league? Tell me what your first thoughts are.
Nice. Can only say that. I have no problem with that. It's their body, so if they want to play, let them play.
I'm completely against it. And it can, scandalize woman.
There's two teams coming here to Quebec. Do you think they will be? Do you think that will be accepted here? Or what do you think?
I hope we try to stop it. I can't believe it in 2011. I can't believe it.
I'm not like a feminist or all this stuff, so I don't really care. But if they like it, that's okay. And if those girls are okay with it, I'm okay with it.
First thing was it was her body. It's the only thing that we can see. We cannot see her faces. Okay, I can laugh at that. I can say they are pretty, they are gorgeous. But I'm pretty sure that to make a sport, they don't have to show too much of her body.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
In a city where you have a big university and people want to be taken seriously, they don't want to be stereotyped like that.
That's an interesting range of opinion.
Mm-hmm. Everyone had something different to say.
And I'm sure that there are people who look at this from a more analytical perspective as well, in terms of what it means about society.
Exactly. So I spoke with someone, spoke with Dr. Genevieve Rail. She's based in Montreal at Concordia University and is the former president for the North American Society for the Sociology of Sport. Now, she has about 30 years of research behind her of women in sports, and she says lingerie football doesn't help women's sport.
Usually the audience is an audience of young males, and they do say that the football lingerie players are hot, and they do say that they like their athleticism, but they're the first one to admit that the images do not increase their interest in women's sports generally. So the key finding of the few research that have been done on this topic is that sex sells sex, but sex does not sell women's sport.
This isn't really new. It's kind of an age-old debate in women's sports.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
I remember that line.
Do you? It's from the 92 movie, A League of Their Own. You know, it was based during World War II. It details the first female American baseball team.
And this is what they're going to look like.
Pretty darn nifty, if you ask me. How about that, Billy?
You can't slide in that.
I like it.
Hey, that's a dress. It's half a dress. Excuse me, that's not a baseball uniform.
So from half a dress to bikini underwear, an issue in the 30s and
exactly.
The 40s. How is it different, though, today?
Well, Dr. Rail says in today's society, the media has a massive responsibility to change that perception. She says 40% of all sports in Canada involve women. Still, they are constantly underrepresented in media coverage.
Be it on television, on radio, in a newspaper, there's not one medium that offers more than 5% of representation on the part of women athletes. And so, yes, people are not seeing women in the media, and therefore they're not developing a taste for women's sports.
Does she have anything to say against Mortaza's point that he made earlier, that the public wants it, so the league is just giving the public what they want?
Yeah, she thinks that's ridiculous. She says just because people are hungry doesn't mean you just have to feed that, and that this argument is too often used to defend other tactics in other sports as well.
During the Olympic time, people, we have peak airtime and interest, I guess, for hockey games that are played with international rules and where there's very little fights occurring. And, so it's a proof to me that people are not watching hockey for the fights. They're watching hockey for other reasons. And so it's not a question of giving the consumers what the consumer wants. I think it's a question of pleasing advertisers and getting advertising money.
It's funny because the same point could be made about women's hockey, which mm-hmm. suddenly is a focus of a nation's attention during the Olympics.
Exactly.
You know, and people enjoy it and people are responding
right.
to it.
Right, and she said that only in 2 weeks you get that 2 weeks of excitement for women's sport, but when else are they out there?
So then bottom line, it comes down to the dollar signs?
That's what Rail thinks. She says you put the flashiest program out there and you attract viewers, and those viewers are therefore going to buy products from the commercials. So it's all this advertising, marketing campaign.
So what do the parents of young women who might be tempted by all of this think?
Well, I was a little surprised. Now, Mortaza, the league founder, he said that he's actually been contacted by hundreds of parents. They've been calling the league and asking how they can get their kids involved, how they can get them trained, get them exposed. So they're actually expanding their reach next year, starting a few youth clinics down in the States. Now, of course, kids would be fully clothed working out, but you have to be 18 to join that LFL league.
That's surprising.
Yes.
But right now the focus is on the adult league.
Yep, that's right. So I guess we'll see how it takes off here in Canada, and hopefully we can catch up with some Quebec players interested in making that team come February.
Let's do that.
All right.
Thanks, Molly.
Thanks.
CBC's Molly Thomas with a look at the Lingerie Football League. We want, of course, your opinion on this one. Are you okay with the idea of bikini-clad women hitting the turf at a stadium near you? Why or why not? Or are you a woman who might consider trying out? Let us know about that, too. The tryout's coming around February. Hey, we might even want to follow you as you go through the process. There's all kinds of possibilities here. Call the TalkBack line, 888-691-3476, 691-3476. That's toll-free from anywhere in the province. Or email us at quebecam@cbc.ca.